It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, joined each and every Thursday at this time on AM 930 by Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram. Each and every week, we love to talk high school wrestling as part of the Weekly Wrestling Recap. Sean, as always, a pleasure to have you on the other microphone. Got a very special guest lined up this week. Pioneer head coach Eric Burnett will stop by and pay us a visit. And some good news for Elyria High.
Yeah, obviously they're going to the OHSA dual team state tournament for the fourth straight year. They won their fourth straight regional championship last night in impressive fashion. Dominant wins over Midview and Oregon Clay. And, of course, they're going for their third straight Greater Cleveland Conference tournament championship this weekend. So a very busy week for them, and they're kind of clicking on all cylinders. So it's a good week to talk to Eric and about his program.
So we'll talk to Eric Burnett a little bit later on in the show. And some other news as well. Some of it we touched on during our weekly video that we do for the Chronicle's website and WEOL's website and Facebook page and the like. But certainly some other wrestling programs in the news as well.
Yeah, Midview as well had a very busy week. They went out to West Holmes and did well there. They were in the regional semifinals, the farthest they've ever gone against Elyria last night, and a big showdown tonight in the Southwest Conference for them. So they're definitely busy as well. Several tournaments last weekend. The conference tournaments start this weekend, so it's, you know, just moving right along, chugging along as these seasons do, and we're heading into the wrap up of the regular season and preparation for the postseason.
Yeah, hard to believe February has arrived. Wow, got a month of 2018 already in the books. All right, well, we've got our first segment in the books here as far as our weekly wrestling recap is concerned. Again, it's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. We'll come back. We'll talk about what happened on the mats last weekend. And then, as we said, during the following segment is when Eric Burnett, the head wrestling coach at Elyria High, will join us. So stay with us. It's the weekly Thursday night wrestling recap on AM 930 WEOL. It's on your phone with that WEOL mobile app, a great way to listen. And you can also listen online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to the Thursday Wrestling Recap on AM 930 WEOL. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. We do this each and every Thursday on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you listen on your phone. It's a great way to listen. Download that WEOL mobile app. And you can also listen online at WEOL.com. Tim Alcorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram. Sean, we're up on billboards now. You know, it's scary. I look across from you here on the radio, and it's like, well, people can't see us. Boy, you go down to Gulf Road and Cleveland Street there, right at the intersection. I startled myself the other night when I was pumping some gas and saw us up on that billboard. Whose idea was that?
Not mine. I guess it's just one of the unfortunate side effects of having that video up. I guess they want to actually put our faces out there, and I apologize to the public at this moment for that.
Like I said, when you're pumping gas and you look up at a billboard and you see your own mug, you're going, oh, my. So yeah. We're glad we're on the radio as far as this week is concerned with our weekly wrestling coverage.
Absolutely.
Busy week last weekend. We did touch on this on the aforementioned video that we put out. But as you said, not not only Elyria with some good news, but certainly the Midview Middies came to the forefront. I know our tip of the cap went to Clearview, so some good things going on out there last week.
Right, and we'll start obviously with Midview. They finished with a team trophy at the West Holmes Invitational. They finished second out of 17 teams. They were the runner-up there. Nine placers, including several champions. Zach Anderson was the champion at 120 pounds. Trevor Began was a champion at 182 pounds. Jacob Snyder was the runner-up at 220. Daniel Buknovich, the runner-up at 285. So they had four finalists. And not easy roads for a lot of those guys. Snyder, who finished at 220, he lost to Ashland's Josh Beaver, who's ranked number four in Division One in the 220 final. Began with a very impressive 16-0 technical fall over Keystone's David McCullough. David is ranked number seven in Division Two in the 182 final. That was a really impressive run by him. And then Zach Anderson beat West Holmes' Thane Kaufman, who's ranked number nine in Division Two, 2-1 in the 120 final. So a very thrilling match there as well.
Sean, last week, in last week's video, Seth Frombach got the tip of the cap from Cobos Insurance. But, boy, Trevor Began, this young man is a tremendous wrestler, and he's putting together an outstanding campaign.
Yeah, and if you read the preview section, I did a feature on Trevor, and he has always been kind of one of those middleweight guys. You know, he was like, I think, 130 or like 140, 145, whatever, the first couple years. Junior, he was 152. He's wrestling at 182 pounds now, 30 pounds and three weight classes up. And what he decided was the weight cut, it became too tiresome for him and just mundane, and he was losing, he wasn't having fun anymore. So he decided, I'm not going to really concentrate on cutting down, I'm going to concentrate on getting bigger. And he actually went in the weight room and started putting on the muscle and putting on the pounds and becoming stronger, kept his wrestling technique. So now he looks like a big, strong 182-pounder, but still wrestles like one of those young, technical, fast guys down in the lower weight classes, which is kind of a deadly combination.
Right.
So he's got the brute strength, he's got the technical prowess, and he's just dominating this season.
Does it normally translate like that, where if you're at a lower level and you have a skill level for a lower weight class, you bring those skills to those upper weights?
Yeah, that's one of the good things. If you don't start your wrestling career at a heavyweight and you learn the technical skills, it's pretty impressive. Not that heavyweights can't. I mean, just look at Elyria's Kevin Vaux, who won a couple state championships. He was a very muscular and lean heavyweight. Even though he was up there around 270, 280 pounds, it was all muscle, and he had technique. He didn't. A lot of times you see these big heavyweights just kind of dancing like two bears out on the mat,
plotting around.
Yeah, you see 2-1 wins because they just basically go into overtime with an escape each and things like that. And there's not a lot of technical wrestling in some of those matches. And that's not the case a lot anymore. A lot of these heavyweights are starting to learn technical wrestling, and they're starting to move a little more like lightweights. I'm not going to say they're flying around the mat like those guys, but they're definitely starting to, shoot and go for takedowns and things like that, other than the big bear hug, throws and slams and stuff like that.
All right. Anything else from last week, either at the West Holmes or other tournaments that caught your attention?
Well, I'll just break down some of the highlights for some of them. Obviously, Keystone was also at that West Holmes, and they did have a champion in Justin Ockletree. He had a big 3-1 win in the semifinals over Midview Seth Rombach, which you mentioned earlier, who's ranked number 10 in Division One, and that was a kind of a revenge win because Frombach beat Ockletree at the Firelands at the Jim Solomon 2-1 just a week or two earlier.
Right.
McCullough obviously was the runner-up at 182, losing to Began. And then Clearview, which you had mentioned as well, the McCardle brothers, Robert McCardle and J.D. McCardle, both won at their respective weight classes, Robert at 182, J.D. at 285. And that's the first time those brothers have won a tournament championship in the same tournament. So that was a very special family moment for them. And we gave that tip of the cap to J.D. McCardle, 42-2. We thought he had 40 wins. I have since learned from Cody Kaya, the assistant coach, that what they did was that they put all their six-point wins together. He actually has 35 pins, still crazy impressive, but they included five forfeit wins that he had gotten in because those are worth 6 points just like pins, so they had them all grouped together. So he's still on track to possibly get 40 pins because they still got wrestling to do, and 40 pins will put him on the OHSA website state record. record book page for wins in a season. So he's still on track to really put together a big, impressive win. I think 49 is the record in the season. So, you know, if he gets another 10, 15 pins, he's going to be right there pushing for that for the state record for pins in a season.
By the way, the Clearview Wrestling Program and the McCardle family was thrilled with the tip of the cap that JD got for the for the video.
Yeah, I saw the post, and not to give too much away, but we're going to have a feature in tomorrow's story about JD and the family and stuff like that. So, yeah, they definitely love wrestling there. They've loved wrestling a long time. You know, Tom McCardle, the Clearview coach, has been coaching pretty much for the last several decades. So he's into it. The kids are into it. The mom's into it.
No doubt.
She's the stat girl, as JD says, of the team. So she's out there keeping the scorebooks. And, yeah, they definitely have a good time doing all that.
It was really cool. Hey, before we close out the first segment, anything else from last week or last weekend that kind of caught your attention?
No, and, you know, just the Cy Pinner duels where Leary was the other big event. And Leary, Lorraine, Brookside were all in that. Lorraine went 3-1 there. Leary went 2-2. But Leary actually won both their pool challenge duels to go up into the championship. So they were up against the tough Olmsted Falls and Brooksville teams and finished third out of 9 teams there. So good job to the Lyria B team.
All right, so good stuff for segment number one here on our weekly wrestling recap. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. As promised, Elyria High head wrestling coach Eric Burnett will stop by and pay us a visit. Always good to have Eric on. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. It's the AM 930 WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. We're glad to bring it to you each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. It's on your phone if you download that WEOL mobile app. And, of course, we're online. Yes, dial us up on your laptop or your desktop at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Great big thank you to Bob Cobos and the Cobos Insurance Center and Mike Deanna from Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, for sponsoring this weekly show on AM 930 WEOL. Tim Elkhorn from AM 930, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Love to talk wrestling each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. And we love to talk with Eric Burnett, the head wrestling coach at Elyria High. As we mentioned before we came back out on the air, Eric, certainly a regular guest on this program, and certainly another great week for the Pioneer Wrestling Program. Eric, as always, great to have you joining us. We appreciate you spending some time on a Thursday night. Good to have you, Coach. And obviously, some good things are happening for that Pioneer Wrestling Program. As Sean mentioned at the outset, a good start to the week last night with the victory in the regionals. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, the kids are making progress. It was, a couple of nice wins. You know, Midview has been doing such a great job with their program and developing their wrestlers. And we knew that they were coming in and they were looking to bring it. So we had to be ready. I think the kids, you know, for the most part, were ready to go and they got after it. After we managed to get past Midview, then we had to deal with Oregon Clay, who's always tough. You know, very smart coaches. They make a lot of good moves. But I felt like the kids, they were up for the challenge, and they came through last night, and it's just great. It's great for our kids to have that experience of going down and wrestle with the other top 7 teams in the state.
Hey, Coach, it seems like just yesterday I remember watching. You guys, the last, I think, Lorraine County Regional Semifinal was you and Lorraine at Oregon Clay. And at that time, Brendan Fenton and Josh Breeding were just little freshmen, I think 106 and 113 in the lineup. And 3 years later, here they are making their fourth straight trip in all, you know, every year in high school they've gone to the thing. How nice is that for those guys and for the program to kind of this run that you guys have been on in this dual team tournament?
Yeah, I mean, really, how cool is that for those guys? I mean, that's like I said, you know, it's just, it's an amazing experience, you know, and we haven't won it. I mean, we've gone down there and we've lost, you know, whether it's in the finals, semis, whatever, but it's just, it's a great experience. Whether you win or lose, obviously if you want to win, yeah, it's maybe a little more pleasurable, but you know, it's just something that these kids are going to have for the rest of their lives, you know, and those two guys got it every year. And that's, you know, it's something that they'll have for the rest of their lives. I just think it's awesome for them.
And those two obviously are part of that four weight string between 113 and 132 with sophomores Dylan Shaver and your son Mick Burnett, who have just kind of brought it every single duel. Those four early weight classes kind of set the tone and get Elyria a lead almost in every single duel. Just want to talk a little bit about them, but specifically about Mick. Last night he had two technical fall wins, and he, with his takedowns and his near falls, they execute. When you watch a team warm up before a match and they do those, you know, the fireman carries and the get in on the legs and things like that, and they're practicing, and obviously the partner is kind of letting them do it. When I was watching Mick last night, it looks like that. It looks like that. It's almost like, you know, he's so fast, and it almost looks like he's drilling, and the other guy's just kind of letting him take him down. And I know that's not happening, but it's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, the thing with Mick, when it looks like that, it's because his setups are good. You know what I mean? And sometimes these kids, you know, they just go out and they almost randomly try to shoot. And we had a few guys last night that were a little bit anxious. You know what I mean? And they weren't patient enough, and they were kind of diving in from too far away. And Mick's been guilty of that before too, but recently his setup's been so good. I mean, you have to trick a guy. I mean, wrestling is a legalized fight, basically, is what it is. But you have to have some tact. You have to set a guy up. You know, you got to be able to trick him into leaning into you or pushing or stepping. And that's one thing that Mick recently has been doing very well. So, you know, I'm hoping that'll keep up. And I'm hoping some of the other guys will get back to their setups a little bit more. You know, that was one thing that I focused a little bit on yesterday. I thought we could have done a better job. I mean, for as well as we wrestled, I thought maybe we could have done a better job of being just a little more patient, if that makes sense. And that's what Mick's doing a nice job of right now.
Again, we're talking with Eric Burnett, head wrestling coach at Elyria High, as he joins us on the weekly wrestling recap here on WEOL. And, Eric, to kind of steal a phrase from Hank Williams Jr., wrestling's a family tradition with the Burnetts. I'm sure you all, going back to when you wrestled and Scotty wrestled, you all have a similar aspect. But is there something different or unique about the way Mick handles it? Does every wrestler kind of have their own identity, their own niche?
Well, I think stylistically, I think Mick, he does remind me of me on his feet. I think he's a lot better than I ever was on the mat. I mean, I had a nice arm bar. You know, I could pin some guys in high school. But as far as that tilt series that he's been doing, you know, I'm very thankful that we had Coach Drago in our program here a number of years ago, Coach Joe Drago. He kind of introduced us to this tilt. And that's Cody Egner rode that all the way to the state finals in 2010. And, you know, so Mick, growing up, you know, was watching that and kind of developed that, and so I just think that, you know, that's his identity. I think he's more well rounded than me, and that's obviously what I want as a coach and a father. So yeah, I mean it's great. It's funny because I was over at my mom's the other day, man, and she's got like this it's like a vault, man. I mean it's like a cabinet full of videotapes of my sister dancing, of my brother wrestling, of me wrestling. And it hit me, the thought hit me that although I wrestle with my son almost on a daily basis, he's never seen me wrestle as far as, you know. So I'm taking some of these VCR tapes and I'm getting them, whatever, transferred over to DVD.
That's awesome.
So that he can watch. Because the one thing that my dad and my coaches were all over me about back in my day was motion, you know, constant motion. And I tried to wrestle at a furious pace, and sometimes I don't think my sons and my wrestlers believe that. So I'm gonna get these tapes developed or whatever, you know, transferred, and then maybe he can see what I'm talking about, you know, because my style, like I said, a little bit different from his. I would like if Mick would have a little more motion. So I'm gonna have to show him these DVDs to prove it, I guess.
The video don't lie, the camera don't blink, as the old saying goes. So that's a great story. That's really cool. Eric, before we let you go, I know during the weekly video that Sean and I do, Sean talked about the health, for lack of a better term, of the dual meet and the future of it. Boy, what's your thoughts on that? And obviously, I'm sure you'd like to see it continue. Do you see it surviving, for lack of a better term?
Well, yeah, I see it surviving. I know the smaller schools, they struggle a little bit because they, you know, obviously they don't have the numbers of the bigger schools, you know. And all we can do is continue to promote the sport of wrestling. You know, you think about it, lots of people go to football games, lots of people go to basketball games, and those are very popular sports in America. But what would Grandma and Grandpa like to do? Do they want to go and sit, put their butts in a gym for 9 hours, 10 hours, and watch a tournament where they might watch their grandson wrestle once every hour and a half, 2 hours? Or would they rather go to a high school gym on a Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night and watch two teams get after it for an hour and a half? You know, that the dual meet is the dual meet, I think, is what's going to keep wrestling going, and I hope we do everything we can to keep that alive.
Coach, also wanted to just ask you real quick, kind of to preview the GCC. Liria has won every single GCC title. Obviously, it's only been around 2 years, but you guys are heavy favorites this weekend out at Euclid. You know, with the lineups, your thoughts on just some of the potential matchups and maybe a team or two that you think will be up there around you, you know, battling for this title this weekend.
Well, Brunswick's got some outstanding individuals. Menor has some tough guys, you know. It's a nice conference. Our guys are hopefully ready. You know, you come off a high, you know, on Wednesday night of making it to the dual meet state tournament. So you got to refocus and they got to get ready to go. Because like I said, there are outstanding individuals throughout. You know, and any given team has guys that are capable of. I mean, some of these kids are, you know, state title contenders. So hopefully our guys are going to be refocused and ready.
There you go. Eric, you can come on this show anytime, man. Always fun to talk wrestling with you, and it was kind of neat to share those stories with you. Again, congratulations on the dual meet victory heading to states, as you just alluded to, and best of luck this weekend in conference action.
Yeah, let me know too, Eric, when you get those DVDs. I'd like to see. I wasn't around when you were wrestling either, so I'd like to see some of those matches.
Yeah, man, I'll let you know. They might be embarrassing. I don't know. I might have to just leave them in the vault.
Good stuff, Coach. We appreciate you stopping by.
All right. Thanks for everything you guys do.
Thanks, right. Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Eric Burnett, the head wrestling coach over at Elyria High, as he joins us on the weekly wrestling recap. And that was pretty cool. You would think that he'd be showing these videos to his kids, and they haven't seen them.
Well, you got to remember, he wrestled back in the the 80s, the mid-80s, early 80s. So, yeah, he's right. It was a VHS format, even maybe Betamax format back then. And, stuff from that era, too, that it's probably collecting dust somewhere that, you know, it's hard to, you got to put it over on DVD now because VCRs aren't even available in stores anymore. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
That is neat. I'm sure Mick's eyes will open kind of wide when he sees it, but that's great stuff. All right, got a couple of minutes left, Sean, before we close it out. Anything else coming up this weekend? You mentioned the GCC tournament. Anything else that caught your attention?
Well, obviously, again, I mentioned tonight that there's a big dual meet with Southwestern Conference title ramifications over in Midview. Berea Mid-Park is coming over there, and Midview and Berea Mid-Park both only have one loss, dual meet loss for the season. Olmsted Falls also with only one loss, so the three teams are tied right now for the SWC lead as far as the dual teams go, and those duels are worth 50% of the league championship. So you want to kind of win those duels so that you walk into the tournament in a couple weekends with half the title already sewn up. So that's going to be a big matchup tonight. And then obviously the Lariat, the GCC, and Euclid. Lorain is also going to be competing in their conference tournament. The Lake Erie League tournament will be at Maple Heights on Saturday. So the two Division I teams in the county going into their conference tournaments this week. Next weekend we're going to have more conference tournaments. The weekend after, conference tournaments. Next weekend is also that state duel. It's getting busy.
And as you said, very cool feature in tomorrow's Chronicle Telegram.
Yeah, I'll have that, and I'll have the stat leaders and, you know, rest of the week and all that fun stuff. Check it out. We're going to have, and then I'll have tonight's story from the Berea Mid-Park Midview matchup, too. So a lot of wrestling in tomorrow's paper.
Yeah, so pick up your Friday Chronicle Telegram. Wow, that was a good show. That was a great interview with Eric Burnett. Good stuff. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Sean Bennett, thanks to you. Again, thanks to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center, Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Don't forget, high school basketball tonight right here on WEOL. Stick around, 7 o'clock. Rob Polinsky will bring you Margaretta taking on Vermilion. That's coming up at 7. So for Sean Bennett, Tim Elkhorn saying once again, thank you very much for listening. So long, everybody.